Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. As we wind down our calendar year anticipating the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, our lives and activities seem to wind up. And for our seminarians studying for the priesthood, it is also a very busy time as these men continue to focus on academics, their prayer life, and recreation, and also a short respite during the holidays. With me to give us an update on our seminarians and seminary life on the Hilltop is our vocations director, Father Jeff Irvin. Good morning, Father Jeff.
Good morning, Dina Marie.
Well, I thought it'd be nice as we anticipate the Thanksgiving holiday and then we move into Advent. Things move very quickly, is to get a sense of what's happening at the Hilltop, our seminarians, their activities. They've been since August, they've really been in classes with their routine. We've had some new seminarians enter for their first year, and then some that are moving forward in their progression. So maybe just break it down a little bit about some of the different stages of that formation process and where the guys are at this time of the year.
Sure. Yeah. And I'm happy to report that all the guys are settled in.
Yes,
at the
good.
Seminary, they're settled in probably pretty well by this stage. I think that one of the more recent milestones was going through midterms.
Mm-hmm.
They've already done that. And as far as I've known, the reports I've got is everyone survived.
Good. Okay.
And coming back for more. Looking at our guys at Mount Angel Seminary, because those are right in our backyard. Majority of our seminarians are there. Talking with our new guys in particular, it seems like there's just a real good spirit of the house at the seminary. Last year was very difficult, just with the pandemic and a lot of restrictions, which they needed to have them. But now they kind of moved out of that, and new guys in the house, mm-hmm. and a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. So it's really exciting for me to hear that new guys are settling in, and that there's just a good spirit in the house, that guys are dedicated to their formation, to their education, and really with positive energy. So as we move into Thanksgiving is coming up, kind of the first big break, maybe just highlight a couple of the other milestones in the life of a seminarian when it comes to the ministries that they take on. So in October, usually at the end of October, our third-year theologians go through what's called the rite of candidacy. And these are for the guys who are preparing to be ordained deacons in May. Really, what they do is, part of that is working with their formation director to really understand what it means to be an official kind of candidate for holy orders. This is the church through canon law. This is kind of more the official stage, And they've been in seminary formation now for like four mm-hmm. or 5 years. But now is when we say, okay, you're officially a candidate for holy orders. So we've had three guys go through that in October. These are three guys who will be preparing for diaconate ordination in May. And the other step, too, is lector and acolyte. So lector is always in the fall, and the ministry of lector is for the first-year theologians, and this is kind of the first stage, of first-year theologians as they're prepared to proclaim the Word of God in the assembly. And they go through a series of kind of tutorials on how to proclaim the Word of God effectively, and then they're installed into that ministry kind of officially through mm-hmm. the church. We've had a couple guys go through the installation of lector this year as well. And then the other one, acolyte, doesn't happen until the fall. And those are for our guys in theology too. They're a little bit closer, so that second step where they get the alb, and then they're trained in how to serve a little bit more diligently around the altar.
Right.
So those are kind of maybe the three ministries that we highlight and that guys work through as they move through from theology one with lector, theology two, acolyte, and then theology three, candidacy for holy orders.
And then for our seminarians here at Mount Angel, is there a special ceremony, a special gathering there at the church then to recognize and then just to help to move them through this process?
There is, yeah. Yeah, there's a special ceremony, and then usually they have a reception. And at each of these milestones, the Office of Vocation sends a letter to their parents and kind of say, hey, your son's right. gone through this. And we invite them to come up to the ceremony and kind of share a little bit in the celebration afterwards.
It sounds like, Father Jeff, it'd be great for those that haven't gotten to that stage yet, for our seminarians. They're, oh, this is going to be the next thing. I mean, it just can build that spirit of anticipation of that the vocation and the discernment process continues to grow. There's these new levels of achievement, new things that you're exploring in the life of the priest and how I am to be. So that you're modeling for the next generation, so to speak, of those seminarians. And but we're all rooting for those that are going on to candidacy. We see, oh, there is a progression to this. And if the Lord wills, I'm going to get to the next step.
Right. Yeah. No, and it's great for the guys to see their brothers go through these steps, too. You know, and then for them to reflect on, oh, you know, I may be there in a year or two, right?
Right.
Especially leading up to diaconate. I know a couple of our guys, especially two guys in Rome, Brent and Justin, you know, kind of reflecting on that. I was like, oh, man, this is the year. And even our other guys at Mount Angel, too, they're going to be ordained in May. So this is kind of the crucial year where they're really diving deeper with their formation director, looking at the promises that they'll be making at diaconate of obedience, of prayer, of celibacy, and then kind of this promise of living a simple life, a life of, not necessarily a life of poverty, but a life of simplicity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is kind of the year where they dive deep into those promises and are able to articulate them and really make them their own.
Very good. So, Father Jeff, coming up to the Thanksgiving holiday, and then as the men are preparing for Christmas, what types of opportunities will they have if they're on the hilltop at Mount Angel to maybe connect with family, those types of opportunities?
Sure. So, Mount Angel in particular, because still have some restrictions due to the COVID. If guys want to leave for Thanksgiving, they're free to do so. But they're asked not to come back until the beginning of next semester. So that, I think it's great. It gives them an opportunity to go home, to be with family, and then they're able to continue their studies online, take their exams online, and then make that allotment. Although talking with most of the Portland seminarians, most of them are going to be staying there, if not all, just because they find it easier to study, and they got their room there, they got the library, and sometimes it could be a distraction when you're trying to set up, you know, your office at home and you haven't been there in a couple of years, right? So, you know, those who do get time to go home, it's just great time to relax and spend some time with family. But also it can be a challenging time for here. Now you're a seminarian at the seminary, but also a seminarian at home. So are you able to kind of keep up with your prayer? Are you able to get to Mass daily and really integrate that into your life, especially visiting with family?
Yeah.
So it can be a great time to relax, but also it can be challenging for the guys.
A good test.
Yeah.
And I think the wonderful thing that we have being at Mount Angel Abbey and Seminary is you always have your family with the monks and the monastery, so that becomes this extended family of that community of the monastery as part of their whole formation. And what a benefit it is for them to have that presence there during their time on the hilltop.
Exactly. You make a good point. Even this last couple of years, the seminary, talking with the rector and the formation staff, is that's kind of really been, I don't want to say drilled into the guys, but maybe a fruit of this time is that their family is there, that their brothers are there, that they need to devote time to them, to get to know them. And they don't have to leave the hilltop all the time, you know. But this is kind of their parish environment, if you want to say it that way, as a seminarian, and to be devoted to the people there, the community of the monks, but also just the community in the student body. And to really foster those relationships and fraternity.
I love it. Well, I'm going to encourage our listeners to continue to pray for our seminarians, for their safety, and for all those there at our at the hilltop to keep them safe during this Thanksgiving season. And can we close with your blessing, Father Jeff?
Yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Father Jeff, for sharing. And you have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
You too, Dina Marie. Thank you.